We're recording.
About time, dude. It's 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it is 10 o'clock on a Wednesday. And this was the only time we had to record because newsflash. Well, no, not that. Newsflash. We are under contract for our house.
And them damn kids.
What is wrong with you? Are you okay today?
No, I'm tired.
Wait, what was I saying? Anywho, we are under contract for the house, which means that we are in full packing mode. And unfortunately, the people... I am going to hurt you.
Sorry.
Unfortunately, the people that have bought our house at full asking price with $2,000 due diligence, which was an offer we could not refuse... wanted us out in August, and we wanted to lease back and stay here, but that's not a thing for them. They're not interested in doing that at all. So unfortunately, we are moving into our old apartment effective August 10th, and we close on the house on the 14th. Mm-hmm. So this is all fun. So yeah, we are coming to you at the only time that we have in our busy schedules to speak to you all. What a lovely, lovely time it's been.
Mm-hmm.
We, and by we, I mean I, but technically you and I, because you have been on several episodes. We have taken a 3-week hiatus break. And what I am going to implement, because I actually really like this schedule, 10 episodes, 3 weeks off. 10 episodes, 3 weeks off, 10 episodes, 3 weeks off. And every break, whenever I come back, it's a new season. So welcome to season 2 of KDHD.
How many episodes have you put out so far?
10.
10.
And then this will be the 11th.
And
so
I'm on like 60% of those.
Yeah, pretty much. It might as well be our podcast.
We might as well just rename it.
No, the name's too good.
I know.
My branding's too good. I ain't paying to redo all that.
Y'all, I killed it on the naming.
You are in the intro video, though.
I know.
So, I mean,
as I should be.
And you're not always on. So, it makes sense.
I should be.
I mean,
people love me.
The people love you.
I mean,
God love you.
The numbers speak for themselves, you know?
Yeah, if y'all could see my stats, they really do be going up whenever Logan's on here. I think it's because people like our dynamic. I think they like how we speak to each other, how we bounce off, and how I talk my ass off.
I just don't insult you and interrupt you. That's all.
Yeah. I talk my ass off, and you just bounce in when you feel like it.
Yep.
That's how it is.
We here.
So, this episode is going to be totally about current events in our lives and in the world, because there's a lot to talk about right now. And
there's a lot going on.
I didn't feel like doing just an episode where we stay on one topic, because that is not what the state of the world is right now. It's really not. I mean, our former president that's running for president again just had an assassination attempt and only missed it by literally a millisecond from death. So I would say we have a lot to speak on.
Before we get started, again, disclosure, everything we say is opinion-based. It is not factual. Factorial. Is that how you say that? Factorial?
Just say factual. It's not fact. Factual.
There it is. That's what I was thinking. Factual.
I'm not editing that out. I'm leaving that. That was funny.
You can leave that. That's fine.
Also, on Logan's behalf, because I don't know if he's going to remember to say this or not, since he is in the military, please know that this does not, what is it?
Oh, you got it. Come on. We're leaving this in too.
No, because it's...
Nope. Go ahead. Say it.
This podcast and what we say does not represent the DOD, the Department of Defense, right? That's the disclosure you say?
You just have to let people know that whatever I say does
not... You do not represent the DOD at all.
Well, yeah, basically. You let them know, like, it's all your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
This is not how the DOD thinks. This isn't what...
Also...
This isn't their stance on it. This is my personal stance. And your personal stance.
Yes.
That's all it is.
I feel like our opinions, by the way, are very neutral at this point because the world just sucks in general.
Yeah.
So, obviously, the first topic we're getting into is the debate and the assassination attempt because both were major events for this country.
Damn, we're going way back to the debate?
I haven't been on here since the debate. It hasn't been that long ago. It hasn't been that long ago.
Dude, a lot's happened in 2 weeks.
I know.
That's crazy.
So, starting with the debate, obviously, by the speaking patterns and the quick-wittedness, Trump won by a landslide. However, Trump's fact checkers?
Yeah, fact checkers.
His fact checkers were off the chain wrong. He was just lying, lie after lie after lie after lie. It was so bad. So let's talk about, first of all, the state of which Biden is in. I feel bad for him. I feel bad for his family, and I think it's embarrassing. I think that they need to care enough about that man to make him step down. His family, his wife.
No one can make him. That's the thing. But no one can make him step down because he's already in the position. You can't make
him. No, I'm saying step down from the race.
I don't know if this is true, like, if you can do this or not. Can you vote as a Democratic Party to, like, make him
they can
withdraw?
Vote whatever they can vote whatever they want.
I don't know.
Our House and our Congress can vote.
I feel like they'd be afraid that would make them look even weaker, though.
Like, whatever it is, I'm saying his family needs to be looking out for his best interests.
Jill had to come help him off the stage after the debate.
I think that, honestly, if anybody could run...
Oh, my gosh.
Just replace Joe with Jill. I know people don't like either of them, but, like, at least it would be slightly better.
Yeah. And then there's been the rumors of Michelle Obama replacing him. And then, I mean, no one's talked about Kamala even being the representative.
Which is surprising.
Or the Democratic candidate.
Because everybody's big conspiracy whenever Biden got elected was that he was going to die or something and Kamala was going to take over. So it's crazy that she's not running.
And it was also Biden would serve his first term, which he did. And then what's happening currently, it was... he was seen as unfit to continue serving as president of the United States, which would in turn allow another Obama to take office. And because Biden was Barack's
again, this is a conspiracy that a lot of people are talking.
100% a conspiracy.
Logan's not saying this is fact.
Barack had Biden as his vice president, so they're still in cahoots with each other.
That's apparent. Yeah, whatever people are saying.
2012 to 2016. And then, the whole term that Obama, all 8 years. And then, Trump won in 2016, 2020, then 2020, Biden won again. And then it was like, oh, Biden's in. Now they're going to have Michelle come back as the president because Barack's already served all 8 terms. He can't serve again.
Well, here's the deal.
That was the conspiracy.
Anyone would be better than either of these people.
Yes.
Anyone would be better. And here's the deal. It's not looking good for women, no matter who's elected.
Yeah, Trump's
it's not looking good for gay people.
Oh boy.
It's not looking good for really anybody. It's families. It's not looking good because if you have Biden, we continue the inflation rate as it is. If you have Trump, there's a lot of repairing that he has to do. It's going to take a few years. And in the meantime, he's going to be opening up all of these oil rigs, like making our emissions worse. Like the climate is going to be more threatened. And then you also have the threat, if Trump is in office, of like gay marriage, abortion, any of that stuff being accessible. And whether you agree with abortion or not, his new running mate that was announced the day that we're recording this, or no, it was announced yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday, Tuesday.
On Tuesday, the running mate that he announced believes that, and this is so crazy to say, he believes that birth control is abortion, essentially. And he wants to abolish birth control, and he thinks that women are basically incubators.
Any products of any babies as a product of rape, whether it be
incest
or not.
Yeah. He says no exceptions.
Yep.
No exceptions at all. Not even for like 6 weeks or Plan B. He wants to abolish Plan B. Like, it is actually the most radical take on abortion yet that I've seen anybody have.
Now, granted, he is the VP. He doesn't have as much say as, I mean, Trump could be like, no. But you never know what could happen with...
VP has a lot of pull.
They do.
Because P is in all of these meetings constantly regarding the Department of Defense, mostly. And then they're signing bills in their off time. So it's like, it's... The VP is the one running around for the most part.
Right. The VP's job is essentially just go talk to the people.
Go talk to the people. Go sit in Congress, because you sit in all of the hearings.
You go where the president cannot.
Yeah.
And that's your job.
Yeah.
As the VP. You represent the president in places that he cannot be.
Yes.
Unfortunately, they don't always see eye to eye.
Whenever you have Trump versus Biden, neither one of them is the better option. And I mean that wholeheartedly, because there are downsides that are equally as bad to each other on both sides. There is not a better candidate. There is no, well, this one's better, because like, I am so conflicted because I don't want to vote, but kind of my responsibility. But
you know, at this point, with the two candidates that we've got, yet again, it's like you're voting for what you can tolerate more, I guess. What benefits you and your family more, essentially, is what it does. It was what it boils down to.
But here's the thing: if I were to pick Trump because my taxes would be easier. And inflation,
it's a trade-off.
Would get it, and inflation would get slightly better, or gas prices, whatever is going to be promised that would lower prices for our family.
Yeah.
The trade-off in that is me, a woman who has had two kids.
You risk your rights being taken.
Well, yeah. Me, as a woman who has had two kids and had my fallopian tubes removed, if I had an ectopic pregnancy that blows up in one of my like missing tube areas, or I have some kind of infection, or I get accidentally pregnant without fallopian tubes, which is very, very uncommon, but it can happen.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to get pregnant, the baby's basically unsurvivable because I don't have fallopian tubes, and it would be a miracle if the baby makes it. And if I go septic, I'm going to have a lawyer pending whether or not I'm allowed to have what is called a medical abortion, even though it's not an abortion. It's just what's called, it's a DNC procedure. I needed something like that, I'm at risk for literally dying as a person without fallopian tubes if I have Trump in office. But if I have Trump in office, maybe my financial relief as my family will get better. So it's like, and then if you have Biden, our financial relief, we will never recover. We will never recover. It is just going to continue to get worse and worse and worse and worse, because they are focused on specifically the climate, which the climate has gotten better since he's been in office, and emissions are like significantly better, and a lot of things have been proven to be better. However, they're just like throwing everything else to the wayside when the American people are struggling financially, and the homelessness rate and people who are on food stamps and all of that is like consistently growing higher and higher and higher. Americans that need financial help like the debt of the American people right now, it's probably insane. Now, granted, we are selling our home and we're paying off all of our debt, but we're one of the lucky ones. We're the lucky ones to be able to do that. Yep. The rest of the American people are suffering right now.
We just so happen to buy a house
at the right time.
At the right time.
And we need to sell at the right time.
Yeah. It happened.
It is pure luck.
It doesn't happen, unfortunately, for everyone. And unfortunately, the housing market right now is not one that you want to buy into. And
yeah, we're going to be renting for several years after this.
We will rent until the market
gets better.
Gets better. And that's just that.
And if it never gets better, we'll rent forever. I don't care. I don't see anything wrong with renting, because at this point, renting alleviates my, it makes it so that I don't have to mow my grass. It makes it so that I don't have to have a gym membership. I don't have to have a pool mm-hmm. membership. I don't really have to leave my compound if I want to take my kids to the park. There's a park there. Like, living in an apartment is actually pretty good for our family right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty helpful. So I don't mind that. But not a lot of the American people can say the same for their family. Everybody has to do what's right for their family. If Biden is in office, people are going to continue to struggle. Yeah. But if Trump is in office, millions of women will die. Not millions immediately, like through his whole presidency, but the effects of the bills in which he'll be overturning while he's in office will weigh out for years and years and years to come afterwards, until somebody is able to overturn what he did. Like, yeah. A lot, like, the blood of women will be on his hands.
Who controls, what party controls the Congress right now? Do you know?
I think it's Republican, but because the Republican is the Speaker.
A big factor.
Well, I know. And Trump appointed those people. Do you remember the Supreme Court justices that mm-hmm. he appointed? He did that on purpose.
Yeah.
He's very manipulative.
Well, he's smart.
He's extremely smart.
He's smarter than people.
Again, he's a
for.
Businessman. He's yeah. not a lawyer. He doesn't have any political.
Chess.
Yeah. He doesn't have any political like credentials at all. He is just a businessman and he runs it like a businessman. And while some of the things that he does is extremely productive and he does it well and he's super smart, it affects people horribly. You can say all you want that you want your gas prices to be lower and all of this stuff, but people, I don't know if you noticed this, because after the assassination attempt, I noticed this. Have you heard much about any school shootings since like maybe the first 2 years of Biden's presidency? Has that not died down significantly? Because I haven't been, obviously there's still shootings
yeah.
daily. There is plenty, but the mass shootings have really died down. But while Trump was in office, I mean, I was hearing about it daily and it was mass numbers constantly. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm curious too.
That, I want to know when the last.
Because it didn't dawn on me until the assassination attempt happened. And I was like, wow, this is actually like the first like major shooting in a public setting I've heard of in a while. And people were talking about, well, whenever it's a third grade classroom, you're like, we want to see the same energy that you have for Trump whenever it's a third grade classroom. And I was thinking, I was like, I haven't heard of a third grade classroom getting shot up lately, which is amazing. I'm wondering if it's the radicalism of the right that pushes people, like the radicalism of the Second Amendment. There is nothing wrong with the Second Amendment. I think that you should have the right to bear arms, but the radicalism of the right to bear arms and the way that people shift it to make it extremism really, really, I think, compels young people to use guns and commit violence. Like, I really think that Trump's presidency made a lot of people want to do mass shootings.
Yeah.
Like, it's something that I've noticed recently. People aren't really dying from mass shootings like they were whenever Trump was president.
I don't know. The latest one I'm seeing is teenager who killed four in Michigan high school shooting appeals life sentence.
but that wasn't the shooting. That was just the sentence. So it's been a while since there was a school shooting.
Yeah, that was December 8th of 2023.
Like, I'm starting to notice these things.
So,
do I think that Biden's a good option? No. But I will say, school shootings have significantly died down.
Well, again, it's like I said earlier, it's a trade-off. You know, like, you get great things from each side.
And then you get horrible things from each side.
You also get really bad things from each side. So
you get both.
It's more so, you know, which way you swing, what you care more about, and
I can't decide that.
What you choose to put your energy into.
I mean, I can decide that.
And I mean, it can get a little selfish at one point, and it has to get selfish to an extent, you know, because at the end of the day, you look out for you and your loved ones, what benefits you the best. And that sounds horrible to say, I know, but, you know, we're experiencing a point in time where
the worst political candidates possible.
You cannot pick a legit good candidate.
Yeah, there is no good candidate.
One that's going to serve all the people of the United States to the best of its, you know, needs.
I just really hope, for the sake of Biden and his family and his health, because it's embarrassing. It is embarrassing to watch him speak. Like, I feel empathy for him because he's senile and it's very obvious he's like, he is declining quick. I hope for the betterment of his family and for America that they put in a new candidate.
Well, the man would be 86 years old.
And again,
he made it all 4 years of his term if he got reelected.
You and I have talked about this plenty. We need age limits.
Yes.
Like, I think there should be a block of age with presidencies. I don't think that anybody younger than 40 should be a president. And I don't think that anybody older than 65 at the time that they're elected. So, like, obviously, like, if a 65-year-old runs, they can serve through their 60s. That's not a problem. I'm saying whenever you run, you cannot be over the age of 65. And you cannot be below the age
I would argue of 40. 60, because 65 is your typical, what everybody thinks to be is retirement age, 65, 70. So, you know, if you get a 65-year-old running as the president, and they do get elected, then they're 69 whenever they finish their first term. They get reelected. Now they're 73
and
by
listen,
the end of it.
That's a 20-year gap. That's plenty of leeway for multiple people to be able to come through. I don't think anybody younger than 40 should be our president. And I don't think anybody older than 60 should be our president, because that is like your prime in life, in my opinion. Like, your prime performance as a cognitive functioning human being.
Well, you've lived long enough. You have enough life experience.
But you're not living so much life experience.
I'm not going to say that your common sense is up to par, because
everybody can lack common sense.
There's a lot of people that lack common sense. But, and then like 60, you haven't lost, you know, enough of your cognitive thinking skills. You're still very much aware of what's going on, current events.
Yeah, like my mom is 60. I think that she's in her prime cognitive function. Things are really looking up for her right now.
Very, very, like, that's just
people are successful at 60.
Peak maturity.
Yes, people are successful at 60, and it's great. But I don't think that past 60, whenever people are either in their prime or declining, because it's either one or the other with 60-year-olds. You're either in your prime or your health is declining. It's one or the other.
There also needs to be a cap on how long you can serve in politics.
Yeah, in politics, period.
Because Biden's been in politics for like 50-plus years.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's insane.
I think that 20-year gaps. I think that 20-year gaps are great. I think that you should be able to spend...
Treat it like the military.
Exactly.
Treat it like the military.
You can't serve more than 20.
You can serve more than 20 in the military, but it's only because you continue to show growth and you continue to show improvement and you start...
And if you don't, you get chaptered out.
You don't get chaptered out. You just get forced retirement. Like they force you to retire at that point. Once you cap out, like once they've noticed that, all right, this guy is capped out, he no longer serves a purpose and he no longer brings beneficial value.
It's like
to the fight, then
it's like Tom Cruise in Top Gun. They had to force him to leave. And then they called him back as a contractor to teach. But like as far as being a part of the military, they were like, dude, you can't just sit here and be here forever.
And he's like sitting at the dude's desk and he's distinguished, 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 yet you're still a captain. How is that? And he's like, that's one of life's mysteries, sir. He's like, don't bullshit me, Maverick.
Oh my God.
If y'all didn't know, those two movies are my favorite movies. I will rewatch them. I would rewatch them every single day if I could.
But speaking of those two movies, Katie, can we talk about Glenn Powell?
Mind.
Can we talk about Glenn Powell?
Mr. Glenn.
I can't wait to see Twisters. That comes out this Friday.
Yeah, the 19th. I'm really looking forward to Twisters.
Maybe we should have your mom let us go to a movie before we go home. But then we would get home super late on Saturday. Yeah. We're going to Charlotte Saturday to help my mom move, and I have to pick up something in IKEA because apparently they can't ship it here. And Logan's mom is watching our kids, and I'm trying to figure out a way for us to see this Twisters movie without kids.
But real quick, back to the politics.
Yeah.
Because I have a question I want to ask you. There are a lot of people people that mostly because I work with, I'm in the military and I work with a lot of people that think like this and a lot that don't. Do you think it should be a requirement to have served in some sort of way, shape, or form in a branch of service to run for president? It should be a requirement?
I think that if you have not worked at the bottom of the totem pole, so what I'm speaking on is like working security at the Pentagon or working a concierge position at the Pentagon or maybe being a clerk or somebody who is doing database stuff or administration somewhere, somehow, I think that you need to be able to see how it works from the perspective. I think it should be a ladder, right? So there's a corporate ladder. So you start at the bottom, you work as the desk associate, then you start working in HR, and then you go up and you become you have a management position, and then you become CEO. I think that government employees should work like that. Because anybody can just run in their town and become a governor or a congressman or anything like that and just show up in Congress. And they're there because they got voted in because they had enough funds to convince people to vote for them.
Yeah.
And they have no, like, it's like Marjorie Taylor Greene. That girl literally dropped out of high school.
Yeah.
She has no education and she's extremely radical. And yet she's in our Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to have some credentials. I don't think it needs to be military service.
Yeah.
Because military service, not everybody's built for that. But I think that a lot of people who don't need to be in the military and aren't built for that are built for politics. Like, I think that there's a lot of political minds that would be really beneficial to America that don't need to require military service to be good at that.
Like, cause I'm like 50-50 on it, because you get people like Jeff Jackson, who is a veteran, and he still serves in the National
Reserve? I don't know if he's still, he's older. So I think it's done. Know who Jeff Jackson is, real quick. Jeff Jackson is one of our congressmen in North Carolina. And if you don't know who he is, I really suggest you check him out on Instagram. He makes videos that is very, very opinion neutral. And he tells you exactly what's happening on the floor at the House and the Senate. And he tells you, like, with the assassination attempt that just happened, he told us exact facts on his Instagram. He always posts a video of his face. You can see his demeanor. He's very calm. And he just states the facts. He does not try to sway anybody. He tells people about what happens behind the scenes. He lets you in on a lot of politics that you wouldn't usually know about. He's very, very awesome, and he is a veteran. So he uses a lot of his military mindset to Congress.
It's just his calm demeanor. He's very, very level-headed.
A lot of people in the military, it's like the grander majority are calm. Like, for instance, on Jen's season of The Bachelorette that's currently on right now, there is an Army Ranger on there who had to leave the military because he stepped on a grenade and he had life-threatening injuries and he barely made it. And she picked him, or the producers picked him, for the date to jump out of a plane and go skydiving. And he was extremely calm because he had jumped out of planes at a lower elevation, like you do in the 82nd. And he was just really, really comforting to her. He was very reassuring. He was very calm. He was not overly excited. He wasn't underexcited. He was very military men typically are just very neutral after they've served in the service. I've noticed personally.
Yeah, I mean, the older you get in the serve, and the longer you serve, the more
calm you become.
The more level-headed you become. And it's just growing up. It's getting older.
Well, there are some dumbasses that have been in for a long time, but that's beside the point. I'm saying the grand majority of what service does to you.
Katie always says, she's like, you know, you would be really good in politics.
I think that Logan would be extremely good in politics. He's so calm.
Don't know that I could ever.
He's so calm and he's so neutral. And he's so honest.
Don't know that I could ever deal with it because.
I don't want you to deal with it personally. I'm just saying you'd be good at it.
I don't think I would succeed in it because I'm not radical in either way.
Yeah, well, Jeff Jackson, unfortunately, he's not as successful as we need him to be. We need him to be our president.
No, because he never will be. Because he doesn't make a big fuss about things.
No, he doesn't. But he gets a lot done.
Yeah.
And he is a very good. He is a very good member of Congress. And I hate that he will never get bigger than that. He is running for attorney general, which I'm very excited about. I really hope that he gets it. We won't be in the state of North Carolina, but we will be residents of North Carolina. So I wonder if we can still vote from mail-in ballot because we're going to be in Texas.
When do we vote for attorney general stuff?
During the big election.
November.
Yeah.
We'll still be here.
Oh, we will still be here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, we're going to be here.
Yeah.
100% voting for Jeff Jackson.
Never mind.
Absolutely.
Regardless. Do you think, because you were saying Jeff Jackson as an example, you think that if everybody had his perspective, that things would be different?
I do, honestly.
Because think about how many idiots you also work with too.
No, I do work with, I've worked with a lot of idiots.
There could be Marjorie Taylor Greens in the military that try to run for Congress. 1,000%
Marjorie Taylor Greens in the military. The military is like any other job. You've got a pool of people that are all think differently. Some, choose to really express their way of thinking, whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent. They do anyway, regardless of what they're supposed to do. But I just think that if the world had a little more Jeff Jacksons in places of power, we might be in a slightly better place. I don't know. But it's like I said, people like Jeff don't make big enough fusses about things and scream on television to ever get in a position of.
And unfortunately, those are the only type of people that end up being president. Now, Obama's the exception. Obama was very calm.
Yeah, I think.
I don't know how he made it where he did.
Obama's demeanor was very, very, very calm.
Yeah.
The
world was a different place when he was the president.
Yeah. Truly it was. And
I'm not saying I endorse him.
No.
I'm just saying,
that's not what we're saying.
The world was our world growing up was very calm.
If you disagree,
Just listen to one of his speeches.
Listen to one of his speeches with an empty mind. Just think of it as, all right, I don't have an opinion on Obama.
And this man just was representing America.
Just go watch any of his speeches while he was in the president.
And then compare it to any other politician right now.
Yeah.
It's complete difference.
So different. And it's amazing to watch. Like, it is honestly amazing and a privilege to watch that man speak publicly.
Because he's just a really good speaker.
I really love
No matter what his policies were, if we disagree or agree on them, he was a great face for America.
Yeah. He's a phenomenal public speaker.
Yeah.
Very well composed, held himself.
He made America look good.
Yeah. We looked.
We looked sophisticated
when
he was president.
From the outside.
Yeah.
We looked like we were. Yeah, sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
we had our shit together, is what other people thought, at least in other countries. And then whenever Trump entered the picture, I don't know if any of you listening have ever gone on the internet and looked up headlines in other countries for like magazines and newspapers in other countries, but the way they speak on America and the way that they talk about our politics is actually like really disheartening whenever you remove yourself from America and you go look at a newspaper from another country and what they're saying about us, it's embarrassing. Like, yeah, we are a laughing stock.
A lot of people, a lot of other countries have now looked at America as like, it's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as the American dream.
We're not a first world country now. We're a second world country.
Yeah. I mean,
we still have first world.
Economically, we're first world, but
yes,
to the view of other countries, we look more third world because we can't take care of our own people.
Mm-hmm.
Our own people are
and
suffering.
Our debt is ridiculous.
Our debt's skyrocketed, and
it's uncontrollable at this point.
You know, we look like a laughing stock.
Yeah.
To the world right now, and it's sad because America is the best country on the face of the planet. Like, and that's no comparison.
I mean, I don't think so.
It was at one point.
Yes, it was.
Maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But now,
I don't think so anymore.
It's not, honestly. Like, honestly, God, it's not the best country anymore.
I think that Canada is a continent. Like,
and
well, not as a continent, my dumbass. We're North America with Canada.
As a country.
Canada as a country, as a place to live, I think that they're somewhat getting it right. Now, their economics are a little expensive.
Yeah.
I think that Great Britain has it all right. I don't like their monarchy, though.
Yeah.
I don't like that they're like still in the queen and king thing. But like, all of us are kind of sucking right now in some area. And yeah. I don't think there is a great nation anymore. There is not just one nation that is like great, I don't think.
Yeah. I used to think like
Switzerland's pretty
Switzerland,
great.
The Netherlands, they were really good countries, but like, you don't hear enough about those countries to really
they're small.
Form an opinion because
they're tiny.
They're small and they keep to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, yeah, you guys do your thing. Wish I could move there at some point, but I mean, they don't really let, it's hard to get into those countries for a reason.
You want to know why it's hard to get in and why they are so good? It's because it's hard to get in.
Because they don't want everybody to come in and ruin it.
Yep. They have their own way.
And I don't blame them.
And if you want to be a part of their place, you have got to quarantine yourself for 10 weeks and you got to take all these citizenship tests and you have to take all these background checks. Like, it is like massive amounts of things to be able to just even get into one of those places.
Yeah.
And don't even get me started on our education. Our education, like, there's so much other shit to talk about, but education is just like, oh my God.
We could do a whole episode on American economics and education. And
I would want like Shay on for that episode.
Gosh, we could do so much.
Oh, go to your notes app. What's the next thing? Shifting gears.
No, I mean, we never.
We
never
have
really
some
shot,
other shit to talk about.
We didn't really talk about like the actual shooting itself.
Yeah, where the guy tried to kill Trump. So you go ahead and speak on this first.
So, yeah, I have a lot of, I guess, an opinion on it.
You have thoughts.
I have thoughts on it. I don't really know because, like, there's so much stuff floating around right now.
we're still learning so much. It's being investigated.
There's new things coming out about it every day. But like, so the things that I've heard are, you know, obviously the kid that was the assassinator.
Wannabe assassinator.
Now deceased.
R.I.P.
Nope.
Not even R.I.P.
No, not R.I.P. So apparently, from what I've heard, is this dude was not, you know, he was like your typical
he was 20.
School shooter style, like not a popular kid. You know, he used
his dad's rifle, you know that, right?
Yeah, he didn't get accepted into his high school marksmanship class or program. Mm,
that says a lot.
Because they've apparently interviewed a few of his former classmates, and they all said that he was one of the worst shots they've ever seen in their life.
So what made him think
that's the thing? I don't understand. Like that part does not add up to me, because if you, I don't know, if you're gonna shoot someone of importance
and you
you're
just want to shoot them,
someone,
yeah,
you better do it. Don't miss.
Well, and here's the thing: him missing like killed people.
So there was another thing that came out about that I don't know. I haven't looked into it, but it's another rumor that I've been hearing, is that they're saying, some people are saying that whenever all the people were like, there's a dude on that roof with a rifle, mm-hmm. and they took them like 6 to 7 minutes
to get them to
actually
turn their attention,
figure out like, hey, there's a dude on that roof, and they were telling like the local PD. And granted, it is Pennsylvania, so it's probably not the best. But
it's some bumfuck area too. It's not even that
they're out there
popular. It was at literally like a barn.
So there was like something. Somebody had said that apparently there was like a cop that had followed him up the ladder, and the kid like turned around and flashed the cop with his gun, and the cop like went back down the ladder, and that's why he like felt apparently rushed. So that's why he missed. That's one theory that is out there right now.
So why the fuck did that cop not just shoot his ass?
Because it's local people. Like, it's like we talked about it earlier. It's whenever people, like a lot of times,
pressure situations. It's a pressure cooker.
People that get in those positions, like some police officers, you will get in that position where they're like, I'll just be a cop. But if you get in a situation where,
or I'll just join the military,
life is
on the line.
You know, on the line, you freeze.
Yeah,
and they're like, "Oh, that would never happen to me. This would never happen." And then people start saying, "Like,
oh, they choke
a guy on that roof with a gun."
Everybody was choking.
That'll never happen. That's not true. You're lying. Stop playing games right now. When it's actually your reality, and you need to treat it like your reality. And
did you
unfortunately,
see,
they didn't do that.
So Jeff Jackson broke it down because he
you see the diagram?
Yeah. So there's a diagram. So basically the only reason why he was shot within 3 seconds of opening fire is because I mean, the man was dead upon opening fire.
10 seconds.
Yeah.
Secret Service had him.
It was super, super quick. It's because the Secret Service had a rifle pointed at him ready to execute him, but he shot first. So he beat them to the punch, basically. So they immediately, as soon as he opened fire, they killed his ass.
Yeah, I've heard that they had him in their sights for a while, but they were radioing up and saying, hey, do we have permission to engage? And they kept getting told, no, don't engage.
Dude, which is crazy. It's the president. Well, like it's somebody that's a former president that's running again. Like, that's the Secret Service, and the way that it's so weird to me, the way that they stood on that stage and didn't rush him. It's like, it's obvious protocol to rush the president off the stage.
Yeah, you always rush whoever.
Anybody that's an elected official or a prior elected official or anybody with any kind of importance in American politics and government, every time they have any kind of security with the Secret Service, it's a quick rush.
Yeah.
I've seen where somebody like started shouting or something at a Trump rally, like in like 2017 or something. Like it was like years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
And just at somebody like screaming, they rushed Trump off of the stage. So what the fuck happened?
I don't know. And that was that building that the kid was on was the police department sector. That's why there was no Secret Service over there, because that was the part that was like, all right, police, you have this sector over here. Secret Service takes X, Y, Z, whatever other buildings. And that's their sectors that they're covering. So the police department had that sector. So if like they're all pointing fingers right now, like, no, it was your fault. No, it's your fault. And now the FBI is starting to investigate.
You want to know what's really disheartening is that people bring their children to Trump rallies.
Yeah. And then that man,
and that man is dead. Like
he shielded his family.
Not only that, but like, here's the thing, that man, I'm not even talking about that. Even if that man did not die, if nobody else was shot and it was just the bullet that grazed Trump's head,
the trauma that his family is enduring.
Well, no, the trauma that any child who was there, the fear and like shrieking in fear, mm-hmm. and then looking up on that roof while you're on your way back to the car and you're just looking at blood pour down a roof coming from a man's body.
Yeah.
Who tried to shoot up the place that you were just standing at and kill the former president standing in front of you that you so adore. And on your way back to the car, and you're like a 5-year-old, 12-year-old, any kind of child or teenager or adult, period.
Yeah.
You're passing it on the way to the car. You were literally looking at a dead man in the heat, literally just dripping blood.
Well, I mean, if you see him, regardless of if you see him or not, you just lived through a historical event.
Like the amount of trauma. And you were there.
Like,
I cannot even imagine being a person that was there and having to like live after that. Just like go back to work.
Yeah.
And just go back to raising your kids. Differently.
You know, some people, they'll brush it off and they'll be fine.
Yeah, I was there. That's how they think of it.
Yeah, other people are not like that. People,
they'll have PTSD from it.
People process things differently. I love the interview though of the dude in the MAGA hat afterwards. He's like, yeah, I kept pointing up there. I said, there's a dude up there with a gun. I kept telling the police officers and the news anchor person, they were like, well, you know, what'd they do after he opened fire? Like, Secret Service capped his ass, shot him dead. He shot his ass. And the dude's behind the camera, he's like, oh, hey, easy there, buddy. It was a little less for the camera, please.
No, he said, he said they blew his head off, yeah, or something. That's what he said.
They blew his head off and they were like, whoa, easy, easy. I was like,
That's what they did. That's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
You asked the man. He told you.
A question and he told you what.
God.
Don't tell him to censor himself.
Here's my thing.
Ask the question.
Because I was wondering this. That man that was saying that he had been pointing up there, that there was a man with a rifle. Here's my deal. If I were there and I was somebody who was attending that Trump rally and I was with my family or without my family, maybe it was just me and you.
You would leave.
The second I heard people, like the first sign of anybody saying anything about there's a man with a gun, I'm out immediately. Why were people not dispersing?
Yeah. I mean, even after the shots went off, it's like
people just stood there.
Well, it took them a while to react. It was like 5 seconds after the shots went off.
I know.
And Trump got grazed in the ear.
The people that was behind him that were in the camera.
They like turned and looked at the building.
They barely ducked.
And they just stood there for a minute. And then they like kind of ducked, but they kind of didn't. And I was like, okay, cool. I guess you guys just hanging out.
Do you know if the guy that died shielding his family, was he behind the stage or in front?
No, I have no idea. I don't know where he was.
I need to know that.
I would imagine
behind.
He was like behind Trump. So Trump was like in between the shooter and them, mm-hmm. because that bullet that went past.
It obviously goes behind.
Yeah, yeah, I would imagine that's the only way, because to me, logically, that's the only way it makes sense.
Unless he's such a horrible shot that he aimed at the bottom of the stage. and he missed that bad.
Yeah, and that all depends on, like, was he using any sort of reticle? And, you know, the slightest little bit of bump to a rifle, it knocks off your zero.
Have you seen the conspiracy that, you know, Trump, like, going down to the ground, he was putting ketchup on his ear?
I heard that.
Have you seen that?
Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but, like, the thing is, like, the memes and everything, I think we're so desensitized. It's pretty bad to be desensitized about this, though, because somebody died. Actually, I think two people died. Like, after the injuries, I think somebody else died from their injuries.
Yeah, there was, like, two people that were rushed to the hospital.
So, like, regardless if it was staged and Trump put ketchup on his ear, whatever the fuck, people died.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, like, he didn't put, I mean, if he put ketchup on his ear and it was staged, that's a horrible staging because you killed people in the process of staging something. So yeah. That conspiracy is wild if that's true.
People will just say anything.
People will just say anything, dude. And here's the thing.
And it's kind of scary how quick the memes come out.
I know. After,
you know, significant events come out. Like, yes, they're funny. Yes. We all laugh at them.
But then once you really think about them.
But whenever you really understand, like, that is a historical event. We have lived through so many historical events. And we just, the way that we cope with them, this generation, is just to make memes about them immediately.
This whole situation and people saying...
It almost scares me in a way because it's like we don't take things seriously.
No, we don't. And here's the thing. This week has really put a lot of things in perspective for me because people are on social media saying, like, that they wish the bullet didn't miss and everything.
Yeah,
and here's
ridiculous.
The thing. Like, I hate Donald Trump. I hate Donald Trump. Everybody who knows me knows that I hate Donald Trump. But not for a second did I think that.
Never wish death upon anyone.
I don't.
Doesn't matter
how
much I dislike you.
Or how much
I like you. Like, no.
How can you say, like, I despise that man. I never want him to be president again. I wish he would have never been president. Like, I don't like him.
Yeah.
But am I on Facebook, like, saying that I wish that he was a better shot so that he could have got him? Like, no. Yeah. No. Somebody's father died shielding them from this threat. Like, this is not... Like, I just don't understand where the empathy has gone.
If no one died, I might be able to understand it a little more.
Like the jokes.
Like, ha-ha,
like,
yeah,
whatever, catch up.
It's still a very, very significant event. Someone tried to assassinate a former president of the United States. Like, that's huge.
Yeah.
Like, yes, the memes would still be funny. The Trump walking out to Many Men by 50 Cent. Like, yes, it's funny. But
people died.
Again, like, you have to bring yourself back to reality and understand the fact that people actually died.
Imagine that man who was shielding his family. Imagine that man's daughter getting on Instagram and seeing...
Well, and they were just there.
A gangster picture of Trump with the sound of Many Men behind it. And your father just died.
Yeah.
Taking a bullet for you that was a stray bullet that was supposed to hit Trump.
And you were there... Just on a normal day. It was just a normal day for you. But that day changed your life forever.
Yep.
And now you're seeing memes of Trump, you know,
like, I could not imagine
with many men playing behind him. And,
like,
yeah.
I wish, and I saw, like, people we've gone to high school with. I got on Facebook briefly today, and people are trying to defend why they think it's okay to say that they wish that the bullet would have hit Trump because he's such a horrible person.
No.
And the way that he takes rights away from people. I could never fathom having enough time to hate somebody that bad to wish that they died. Like, I do not like Trump. I don't know how many times I have to say, I don't think that he's a good guy. I don't think that he'd be a good president. I don't think that he was a good president. I think that he does take rights away. I think he's a horrible human being.
But never in a million years would you wish he died.
I hated to hear that happened because it's embarrassing for America. It's embarrassing for him. It's traumatic for him, his family, everybody that's in the line of fire. Mm-hmm. Like, it is awful. It's terrible.
Yeah. Like if you've said something like that, like you say, if you've said, I wish the bullet would have hit him, you really need to rethink your life and your
thought empathy.
Process. Your just rethink yourself as a human being and bring yourself back to reality. Put yourself in their shoes. Put yourself in the people that were their shoes. Put yourself in Trump's shoes. Would you want to go through that? Would you want people saying, I wish it would have hit you?
I
like that. Just think about that.
I don't even know what to say. It's like we have lived through so many traumatic things and we've made a joke out of all of them. I don't want to be on the internet anymore. Like, and it's so ironic because every career that I've ever chosen or career path or shift in my life, I have to have an Instagram account to be able to make it work. This podcast, I have to have an Instagram account to be able to get my name out there. Yep. I don't want to be on the internet anymore though. Like, I'm so uncomfortable. I'm so uneasy. I'm so on edge. I feel stressed. Like, the way that I see people acting consistently, constantly.
It's disgusting.
Like, I cannot handle. And then, like, people in my DMs, like, I haven't told you about this yet, but the day that I posted on my Instagram story that I think that it's crazy that people are wishing that Trump would have died. Mm-hmm. And I said in the post, I said, I don't like Trump, but I think that this is crazy. Somebody swiped up, and I'll tell you their name afterwards.
Yeah.
Somebody swiped up and said that they basically like blasted me with a long message about how like he deserved to die and how horrible he is. And just like, I can't believe you would say this with everything that he's done and blah, 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 blah. And he's a horrible person and it's totally warranted. Like, people making statements about how they denounce what happened is like crazy. Like,
I have a wild guess of who this is, but I'll guess after this.
Yeah. So
that checks out.
Mm-hmm. So
anyway,
I being on any form of media right now is very tough for me because like we've seen everything happening with Palestine, people forcing people to choose a side on the Palestine-Israel stuff, people forcing celebrities to make a public stance so that they can decide whether or not they need to follow them. And then like, there's like scandals constantly happening on Instagram with YouTubers and people who have ever even collaborated with somebody who might be in a scandal. People flood their comment section as like, are you going to make a statement on this? Your silence is deafening. Like, and then bully people into making a stance and then get mad at them for their stance whenever they were just trying to stay silent because they knew the repercussions of saying anything, good or bad, would cause an uproar. Like, I thinking about even possibly being a public figure off of this podcast and being any type of influencer, that stresses me the fuck out. Like, would I love to make money off of social media and podcasting? Yes.
Yeah, you would be very successful.
And I would be really good at it. But could I handle all of the bullshit that comes with it? I don't think so. Mentally, I would have to take a grippy sock vacation multiple times a year.
I was about to say, I'd take a few grippy sock vacations.
I would have to go to rehab.
I'd probably set up permanent residence.
I don't know how anybody is an influencer. I don't know how anybody does it right now.
Yeah, because people fucking suck.
People suck. People will dig and dig and dig and find everything wrong with you.
Like, if you do that, just get a life.
There are things.
Get a job, contribute to society, like be someone worth keeping around.
See, there are things that I did as a teenager that I am very ashamed of that are horrible and I was not a good person.
It's okay to go through a phase.
Yes.
For a little like small bit of your life, but like just to figure things out and like have that experience and like even understand
2 years ago, I didn't like the person that I was half of the time.
Yeah.
Like you're constantly ever changing, and people going back to dig and find something wrong with you. Like the internet is vile.
Yeah. And I've heard like every 7 years or so, like it's typically what I hear is like average of 7 years. You go through a period of your time of your life where you're like, you start thinking a little more radical on certain aspects of life, and then it dies out. But a lot of people now will continue to do that for years.
Mm-hmm.
And they will continue this, like,
people aren't nasty maturing behavior. Anymore.
No one's maturing.
It's because the internet is causing people to lack maturity, because there's a grand, it's a consensus of people on the internet, specifically Gen Z, that are all like motivating each other to harass people.
Well, it's algorithm.
It is. Because
once you...
And you're constantly based being on people fed this that content.
You follow. So if you follow...
encouraging you to not grow as a person.
Just as an example, and this is a complete example, if you follow one influencer that is very, very much pro-abortion,
mm-hmm.
you now have been fed five more influencers
that who are pro-abortion.
Pro-abortion. And then you're fed 10 more
and
posts.
Then you're becoming radicalized more and more each time.
Now the only thing on your feed and your explore page is pro-abortion. So mm-hmm. now that is turned into your entire
personality.
Life.
Yeah.
And if you're alone, like by yourself, or you know, you only surround yourself with like-minded people, now you have become a radicalist of whatever that topic is, and you don't expand your mind and your thought process on
because
anything
else.
Because
the internet creates radicalism.
Internet will feed you an algorithm.
It motivates you.
Feed whatever that little, you know, topic is that you've...
And it will put you with like-minded people who are just as angry.
It doesn't allow you to see a broad spectrum.
It makes an angry mob of people who aren't face to face with each other. Like it's a digital mob.
Yeah. It's like a Sims game, just mobbed.
It's awful. It's insane. Like I have thought a lot in these last 3 weeks of not posting podcast episodes and like taking our hiatus so that we can go on vacation and sell the house and all of that stuff. Like, I've been thinking really deeply about, like, not being on the internet at all.
Well,
I love doing this podcast.
I think I've... Hang on. I'm going to see. I'm going to get...
I deleted Instagram. I deleted Instagram for about 4 days, for the first 4 days of vacation. And it was very, very nice. It was extremely nice. I was very emotional for other reasons because of like selling our house and all kinds of stress that came with that. And then the rental in which we were staying at the beach had black mold, and I was very sick from that. So I had other shit going on, but I was able to focus on that instead of escaping to my phone on Instagram and social media and making it worse on myself. Cause it definitely, I could have been acting way worse.
Yeah. So like, I'm not, the only reason I get on Instagram, like, so now whenever I get on Instagram, I will open the app and I'll scroll like the first three posts, and then I get bored and I don't.
Then you go to
I
stories.
Don't continue, and then I like look at a couple stories. Like if your story's up there, I'll look at yours. And then like
move to Reels.
I have 15 unopened DMs, and there are several.
I think mine's 16.
There are several like posts, reels that have been sent to me from each of those people. I just haven't opened because I genuinely do not care.
Have you noticed that I've been sending you less and less reels? Because I'm just
like, usually you'll send me upwards of like 30,
15 a day.
No, 30 reels a day. You don't realize it, but you used to be like 30 reels a day. I think I got two from you today.
Yeah.
I think I got two.
Yeah.
And I don't send anybody anything anymore. I don't, because I just don't care. Like I said, I'll get on Instagram. I'm going to check my screen time of Instagram that I've used today. Because now that we're talking about it, I'm really curious about...
You did have your phone in a lockbox for a little bit today because you had training.
Yeah, I'll go to yesterday then.
While he's looking that up, though.
Yesterday.
Moral of the story.
I was on Instagram for 6 minutes yesterday.
That's nothing.
6 minutes.
Mine's definitely bigger than that.
The day before that, Monday, I was on Instagram for 27 minutes. Sunday on my day off, 44 minutes.
And you know what? I envy that.
I just don't care anymore. I don't. And I like Facebook's even less. I don't get on. I have a Facebook. I don't get on Facebook.
Oh yeah. I've only got on Facebook because of Marketplace recently. And then I asked a question to the people that I'm friends with on Facebook about like homeschooling credentials, like what you're supposed to do to homeschool. But like I use Facebook occasionally.
Facebook to me is more of a resource.
Yeah, it's not a social media to me anymore. Now, to other people, because I'll get on there and I'll see people who are treating it like it's 2000.
Like it's Twitter.
Like it's 2014.
Yeah.
It's like insane. It's MySpace. Like people are still treating Facebook like MySpace. Right. Not me.
Nah.
Not me. It's more like Reddit. Like Facebook is Reddit to me now.
It is. It's a lot like Reddit.
It's Reddit. It's Poshmark in the same app.
I genuinely enjoy Reddit. Because Reddit's got some wild
stuff. See, here's the thing. Reddit I think has it's some healthy.
Wild shit on it.
I think it's healthy for me personally to not have the app Reddit on my phone because I would spend hours on it.
Yeah.
But I use Reddit all the time from a browser.
Oh, anytime I have a question or I have like something that I want to know, I'll type in the thing
and then put Reddit behind it. Yeah.
And I'll just read Reddit posts.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
I love Reddit. I just
some people on there have like some genuinely good advice.
I refuse to download the app because I would chronically live on it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out if there even is a balance for me to be able to do podcasting and not have to be on the internet.
Yeah, I've reverted back to my toddler era of you got games on your phone.
Yeah, like
I literally play games. That's all I use my phone for right now.
I don't even want it for games. Like I just want to be able to contact the people I love, FaceTime my friends, FaceTime my parents, do whatever I need to do. Like maybe occasionally like ask something on Facebook like, hey, what do I need to do to prepare for homeschooling? That type of stuff. I don't want Instagram.
Yeah, I'm legit. Like
I'm tired
of
it.
I'm thinking about just deactivating my account, honestly.
Well, I've thought about it for two weeks. You can do that.
I know I can. No, you can't, unfortunately. Because you have to monetize the podcast on Instagram.
And I have clients still for photography until the end of the year that I have to communicate with through there. Mm-hmm. Because people, no matter how many times I give them my phone number, they'll still DM me.
Yeah.
Because that's just customary and normal now. But I think we've yapped long enough.
Yeah, we've been yapping for about an hour.
We've had some pretty interesting points. People may not agree with us. People may think that we're assholes.
Well, that's just...
But that's life.
That's part of a podcast. You know, it's not their podcast. It's our podcast. Your podcast.
Our podcast.
That might as well Period. Be ours at this point.
Period. It's our podcast. You know, I gotta sneeze.
Just take it. Bless you.
God, thank you.
Just take everything we've said with a grain of salt and understand that it is our opinion and we're okay. We're allowed to have our opinion and you're allowed to have your opinion. It doesn't mean that you have to come at somebody's throat because they have a different opinion.
Here's the thing about my opinion that I'd like to say. Mine is so fluid, it's not even funny. My opinion changes daily. There are parts of my opinion that I pick apart and I'll trade for something else.
Because the world changes every day.
I cannot stress this enough. Whenever I share a view on here, and you don't agree with it, it could change tomorrow to what you agree to. It's just so fluid. There's no better way to explain it than that. Like I just, when he says take everything with a grain of salt, I'm so serious. Do that because it's like.
Take it with like 6 grains of salt if you need to.
Yeah. I don't need.
I don't know what to tell you.
I could change my views. Also, these views that I'm sharing right now are not solid. Like I am perfectly and easily persuasive. If you have a good reason to why you disagree and you give me a valid point, I could run with that point and I could agree with you. You could change my mind. You could also not change my mind. I am telling you right now, I am just the most, I think I'm the most open I've ever been in life right now. I think I'm just very open-minded at this point. Some people are a little too close-minded, and that's why I think our opinions might hurt feelings.
Yeah. I mean, personally, like, I have my opinions about things, and that's okay. I typically don't share my opinion very much. Because I don't like controversy around opinions. Controversy around fact, yeah, that's different. But an opinion is, you're supposed to have opinions about everything. Like, it's not always
worth arguing with.
It's not always for you to share.
Exactly.
You shouldn't always share your opinion.
Exactly.
I don't care what your opinion is about certain things. I genuinely don't. Because you have your opinion, I have my opinion. I don't want that to get in the way of a relationship. If you might think Trump is the best person on the face of the planet, and I might not. I don't think that should determine whether or not we should get along.
Well, and I'd like to say, like, 3 years ago, if somebody told me that Trump is like the best person in the entire world,
I would have disowned them. Yeah.
Like, I would have never spoke to them again. But now, if you wear a Make America Great Again hat, I'll probably still talk to you at the Chipotle.
Cool, man.
I'm at a point in my life where it does not serve me to hate somebody based on their opinion, because I've learned in the last few years that a lot of the time people are viewing things the way that they're viewing things because of who they're surrounded by and not because of what they actually believe. So I could meet somebody out in public who's wearing a Make America Great Again hat, but they're only wearing it because their dad is obsessed with Trump. And so therefore they have become obsessed with Trump. They could move on and go to college and completely change that view. I know now, as a matured adult, and I'm maturing more every day, that people's opinions can change in 2.5 seconds if they want it to. So therefore I have no reason to not like somebody based on who they like or don't like.
Yeah,
I have no reason.
This is the last thing I will say. If you're mad at someone's opinion because you think that it is the worst opinion on the face of the earth, and it could be something just so minuscule or major, but you have a problem with someone's opinion and you make it a point in your life to reach out to this person, interrupt their day, interrupt your day, and say something to them and tell them that they're wrong.
And blast them.
Rethink your life and find a different hobby.
No, like, literally just get a hobby. Like,
find a different hobby.
Learn how to play guitar. Learn how to crochet. Start
painting.
Yeah. Like,
take a walk in the park. Touch
write
some
poetry.
Grass.
Write about how angry you're feeling. Don't write it in a notebook. Don't write it to somebody else.
Touch some grass.
Like,
something. Please.
Like, decompress and watch some of your favorite YouTube videos from 2015.
Doing that will fix, I would say, like 40% of the world's problems.
Just doing something else. Instead of talking to somebody, go do something else.
Instead of looking at a person based on their opinion, look at them as a person you don't know.
Exactly.
Don't base the person off of their opinion.
Precisely.
Base your opinion on the person off of the person.
Mm-hmm. Well,
anyway,
we've been recording for an hour and 20 minutes after editing and like splicing. I don't know how long this will be. There's not much splicing to do.
No.
Except for maybe I'm going to be editing out some of my major sneezes that I had throughout this episode. But I hope you all have enjoyed our takes. If you didn't,
keep it to yourself.
Honestly, it's not my problem.
I don't want to hear it because I don't want to think anything differently of you.
Yeah. And I truly, I don't want beef. I don't want beef with anybody.
I like y'all.
Yeah. If you listen to this, we really do like you. We like you.
So please keep your opinions to yourself. Or if you can be an adult and mature, you can reach out.
Yeah.
And we can have a civil conversation. And then we can just be like, okay, cool. And then we're back to normal.
The last thing I'll leave you all with is just to consider empathy. just consider it. Consider having empathy.
Consider.
Consider having empathy.
And Mike Tyson would say, consider empathy.
Oh my God. I've been doing that a lot recently, accidentally putting a TH where S's are supposed to be. I've been doing that on accident a lot.
Katie has a lisp.
I'm developing a lisp.
Developing a lisp.
Apparently. But it's time for us to go to bed. It is Wednesday. I'm going to be at crunch time editing this episode tomorrow.
It's Wednesday, my dudes.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to say it.
Mm-mm.
Hump day.
You said it.
Yeah, I know. I said I couldn't resist it. Anyway.
I will be crunch timing this episode to make sure that it's out for you on Friday at midnight so that all of you can listen on your way to work and we can be back where we started and everybody can stop being mad at me because they don't have anything to listen to.
Yep.
Toodaloo.
May your opinions be strong and your will to keep your mouth shut stronger.
Period.
Adios.
Sayonara.